101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, DRA, HA, PA, CGA, FAIR.
Had a guy show up at the meeting Friday night.
Yep.
Took a year cake.
Yep.
Didn't eat the cake, though, because he started FAIR about 3 months ago.
And he didn't. So he didn't eat the cake?
Yeah, he dropped about 40 pounds, though.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
someone's sending me boozy news while we're on here.
I would definitely be interested in FAIR if it weren't for the fact that I don't have time to cook that much food. Have you seen how much food they eat?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
We actually went and ate at this guy's house, Marty. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And we're eating fish and stuff. What were we? We were eating
salmon and halibut. And
halibut
stuff in his
smoker.
He
comes out with this bowl of food that looks like a freaking champagne bowl or something, and it's full of food. And, I mean, this guy has dropped 11,500 pounds.
Yeah, he's very
thin. He's yeah.
He's half the man he used to be.
Literally.
If that much.
I know, but I don't have time to cook all that food. That's way too much food.
It was a grip. It was a grip of food. Yeah, I've never before have I really seen anyone eat that much at one time.
Did we do the intros?
Not yet.
Oh, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Did we do the disclaimer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
that's
good.
That's how we
where
got
were
there.
You?
We went to FAIR. That's when we started talking
that's
about
right.
it.
I don't know where I was.
We went right into banter.
Oh, okay.
Banter-alaya. Banter-rama.
How was your day, Bruce?
My day was good. We went out and had... I slept in, went
beyond
out,
noon?
Went noonish,
okay, yeah.
Went out with the family to lunch at the small airport near here, watched planes take off and land, ate massive omelets and stuff. We had a waitress that just couldn't get anything right. Great restaurant. They make great food. Just couldn't get anything right.
Yeah, she was
one
friendly,
of friendly service.
She was very friendly, yeah. But she just couldn't get anything
well,
right.
Well, it wasn't her, technically. I mean, what she wrote down was correct. It's the problem is the way if you don't have a good staff in the kitchen, you make the waiters and waitresses look really bad.
Fernando was off his game?
Yes,
we
definitely.
Used to have a waitress there that was this elderly woman.
Mm-hmm.
She never got anything right, but it was brilliant.
Yeah.
I loved her as a waitress. She'd bring a whole plate of food to you and go, here you go. And you go, that's not at all what I ordered. Oh, this goes to a different table. Okay.
Wasn't she the one, at one point, she brought us like fries or something and she put them down. We said, those aren't ours. And she said, well, you can have them anyway. I don't know where they go or something like that.
I don't know where they go.
And her son Connor used to drink a glorious amount of Diet Pepsi. And this woman was making so many trips to bring Diet Pepsi. She comes back one time with this gigantic pitcher of Diet Pepsi. Goes, here you go. Getting tired of going back and forth to the kitchen.
We loved her.
Oh, yeah.
She retired, awesome. Though.
Yeah, she did. Oh.
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Nice transition, Bruce.
The what?
Nice transition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Shout-outs to Brian, Phil, Bill, Donald.
Who's Brian?
Maggie. Deborah, possibly. I can't remember exactly now. Let's
Katie,
see. Where are
reach
we
out and touch us.
We're in Salt Lake
reach
City.
Reach out and touch faith.
Utah?
When you're done having your fit, we can move on with the news.
It's not a fit. It's a song.
Looks like you're having a fit because you're sitting there
reach out
shaking.
And touch. Oh, no. You want me to get you on a song?
No.
Yes.
Can we go on to Utah?
Yes, go.
But remind me to tell you about the song.
No.
Because
if you do.
I got to tell them now. You got to go on YouTube. Uh-huh. There's this Norwegian band that did this really weird song called What Does the Fox Say? So if you just type in What Does the Fox Say, it's completely weird, but like in 3 weeks it got like 80 million views. It's sort of Gangnam style kind of weirdness, but it's about the fox.
It's completely stupid.
That's awesome.
Okay, Shelly, you
talk. It's super catchy.
We're in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
The man accused Timothy Troy Walker, three names.
Okay, here we go.
He was accused of shooting and killing a police sergeant.
Oh. I shot the sheriff.
But he was
that's okay because I didn't shoot the deputy.
Not quite in his right mind when this little shootout happened.
You think?
That's
and
what I would say right
you
away.
You know how we get when we sober up and we have the pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization?
Yeah. Yeah. The sheriff's still dead?
Sheriff's still dead, but Timothy Troy Walker attempted to, he was out on bail, he attempted to shoot himself in the face to kill himself. He did not die. When he got to the hospital, he begged the hospital staff, he couldn't talk because he didn't have a jaw. He wrote down, please don't save me. He begged them not to resuscitate, not to keep him alive.
Okay.
They did anyway. So he's now he's charged with aggravated murder.
I don't know how he killed the guy. He's such a bad shot, he couldn't kill himself.
Wait. Is there any time that murder's not aggravated? You think you got to be pretty aggravated to kill somebody.
I'm aggravated by this story.
Yeah, really.
Is that like the opposite of like serene murder, aggravated murder? Yeah.
I was so calm and collected and when I shot 17 him. People.
but
I was okay.
The next story comes under the heading of they couldn't have seen that coming because everybody else did. This is the This is the Los Angeles Unified School District.
Oh, here we go.
They purchased as part of a 47 school. It was a pilot program that they were doing on getting kids in depressed areas. You know, schools that are underprivileged.
Which is most of Los Angeles.
Most of Los Angeles. They were giving kids iPads to help with their studies.
Oh, that's good.
Really?
Now,
where's my iPad?
Now, what happened here is that the first thing that happened was that 71 children, quote,
sold their
lost
iPads.
Their iPods, iPads, immediately.
Yeah. Lost them on eBay.
Yes. Each one cost the district $700. It was part of a grant.
I thought that it gotten a better deal.
It was part of a grant, a technology grant that gave 47 schools $1 billion to purchase technology related stuff.
They could have gotten the Samsungs for $499 with more features.
So anyway, 71 of them have gone missing. They are trying to confiscate several thousand others and get them back from the kids because what they've discovered is that the security settings that they put on these iPads to prevent them from going online to use social media and porn and things like that.
Doesn't work.
Able to hack within a day.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
and once one kid had hacked it, they just sent it around to all the other kids.
Yeah,
so now they have a bunch of kids sitting in class surfing porn.
That's okay. It's educational.
It's educational.
Awesome. Educational
materials.
You know, they're
in biology class. I mean, hey.
That's right. Those kids will all get an A in anatomy.
Faith. Dun, 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 dun,
what is with this song with you tonight? Jeez. Well, they're having a little trouble getting the iPads back.
The kids
don't want to give them up.
No. Don't take my porn.
That's a special kind of, you know, again, that's a special kind of stupid.
They're trying to make the new rule will be that you can only use your iPad at school and then they will be collected by the teachers. They're going to try and put new security on them. And of course, they got to clean all the porn off of them first.
Well, and here's the thing. You can only use your iPad at school, which guarantees they're going to be surfing on it in class.
Well, the thing was,
not paying attention to the teacher.
Part of what the deal is, they're supposed to be doing their homework on the iPad and emailing it to their teacher. That's part of so they if they can't take them home, they can't do their homework on them.
Yeah.
So it kind of defeats the purpose. But it was one of those moments I'm looking at that I'm thinking, how could they not have seen that coming?
Kids, give me one of those iPads.
Because
I will
LA
do your homework for you.
Unified School District.
Yeah, really.
It's all you have to say.
Send me your iPods or your iPads, and I will do your homework for you. I will email your teacher with it.
Now, let's see.
We'll keep said iPad.
Oh. Okay, this story was really kind of depressing. So, of course, we're going to do that one now. you know, we have the government shutdown going on.
Yes, we do. We should discuss
However,
that.
Exempted from the government shutdown are IRS agents who are part of the levy teams that take assets from Americans who are delinquent with their taxes.
Yeah.
Now, there's another there's another branch of the IRS that those people are dedicated to helping taxpayers who have liens and levies rectify their situation so they don't lose everything they have. However, those people were non-essential and are shut down.
Yeah.
So now,
the people that can collect are able to work, and the people that help you not lose your stuff, they send them home.
Right. So now there's a whole bunch of people that are all up in arms over this because they were working with those people to try to help them get out of their situation, make payment plans, you know, cut deals or whatever, do whatever they could. And all of a sudden they're losing everything, even though they were in negotiations. Whoop, it's gone now.
Yep.
Did you? I don't know. This isn't really associated with that story, but did you see the thing at Mount Rushmore where they put the two big, gigantic, whatever, Sikorsky helicopters up with a big freaking canvas thing, and they flew it in front of Mount Rushmore so no one could see it?
So we spent.
And I'm looking, and I'm like,
that was the Onion. I don't think that was real, honey.
Oh, well.
Okay, yeah.
It could be.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I was going to say, that's an awful big piece of canvas. Yeah.
So we spent a bunch of money to block stuff off that didn't cost us anything to let people go see it.
Yeah. The Peanut Gallery is saying that they blocked off the turnouts, the viewing turnouts.
Yeah.
That they didn't put up a giant sheet. Yeah. Do you realize how tall Washington
but
is?
You know
that would be a really big sheet.
I know, but like the turnouts, you don't even have to be in the national park to see Mount Rushmore. So why would they block you?
You're not allowed to look at it because the government's shut down.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's move on now. Yeah. Where are we going?
It's a proud moment.
I'm going to get blamed for that. Now, you can't look.
It depends if you blame the person at fault or you blame the person that the news blames.
The next story comes under the heading of, it doesn't matter, they're a waste of water anyway.
All right.
Idiots.
I love these.
Four people were found shot to death. They're not sure whether it was a hit or it was a murder-suicide.
Wasn't a miss.
That's true. Well, I mean, like a contracted
hit.
Yeah,
I know. I know what you mean.
They had been indicted in a child pornography investigation.
Watching or producing?
Producing.
That's bad.
All four of them were found in a car in Alabama. No. Yes, in Alabama. They're from Tennessee. No one knows how they got to Alabama in this car. There wasn't a note. There were just four dead bodies in the car. I'm thinking somebody's dad was kind of pissed.
I never leave a note where I'm driving. Hey, I just came from Alabama.
No. I mean, like, if it was a murder-suicide, they're not.
Right. Oh.
They have it. The forensics haven't been finished.
If they
on
had
this.
A bunch of Play-Doh stuffed in their ears, the kids got even.
Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I'm not really that upset about that.
I'm not either.
No, I mean,
let's see. Now, this story is really kind of weird. I do not...
As opposed
to the last one, yes. This is in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall. Last Friday, a guy... The name is not given in the story. I guess because it says they're going to have to use DNA and dental records to try to identify him. He died at the hospital. He set himself on fire, self-immolated. Covered himself with gasoline, set himself on fire... a bunch of joggers who were running by, like, whipped off their shirts and tried to help put out the flames or whatever. They airlifted him to the hospital, and he died of his injuries. But here's the weird part. Witnesses
say... that's not weird enough.
Yeah, that's weird. Nobody knows why he set himself... It wasn't like he chanted protest slogans
or anything. Was he, like, dressed like a pirate?
No, he just set himself on... He just walked down to the National Mall and set himself on fire. But the weird part is that multiple witnesses say that there was a man with a camera on a tripod set up across from the National Mall, and that after the excitement, you know, after the drama that had was over and he'd been airlifted away, the guy with the camera had disappeared.
Was there a grassy knoll across the street?
Well, it's the National Mall. This isn't Texas.
Well, I don't know.
I know, but isn't that a bit odd? The witnesses say that the camera was set up facing the event. What? And then he disappeared. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody can identify him.
Snuff film.
That's really grisly.
That's going to be available at some point.
Ew. And Bill sent
the guy,
this one.
The guy burst onto the big screen.
Yes, he did.
Bill sent this one out of Fresno, of course.
Fresneck.
Fresno. Whoops. Recovery, ah, what did recovery, I
do? Whoa, whoa. Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill Piper.
Not only did I do that, but now I've got to scroll back
it.
Down. Okay. There was a wild running gun battle.
Oh, I love those.
Now this
in
happened
in Fresno?
Yes, in Fresno. It was both inside and outside of a motorcycle club's annual dance.
Well, I wonder what that was over.
Well, I love it. Motorcycle club.
Yeah. One person was dead and about 12 other people were injured. And this was at 2 a.m. On Saturday.
Last call for one of those guys.
Nothing good ever happens after midnight.
I know. It took 100 cops, or they're saying law
Fresno
enforcement
had
officers.
100 cops?
They probably called some in from outside the area because it went on for a little while, apparently.
See, 100 cops is a lot of cops.
Should have called Bill. He's a good shot.
And now,
dude,
you know.
Bill is an awesome shot.
Now, you know that these, you know you're dealing with hardcore bikers when they've detained and questioned 100 people and still have no suspects and can't make an arrest.
Yeah, I bet they do.
They haven't arrested anybody.
Oh, no, but the bikers do.
This is club business.
Yeah. You know who's going to take care of this? Someone with a tattoo that says TCB on it. Take care of business.
Well, yes. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
What else you got?
Well, I got one more story. Oh, we're then actually out of time, but well, oh, crap, I did it again.
You keep doing that, Sean.
I know. And now I got to scroll down again.
Oh, God.
The last story is out of Buffalo, New York. Teresa Anderson, they called her for many years the Queen of Deschler Street. She owned a crack house. She had her children live there. Her grandchildren grew up there. They had relatives that would come by and do the landscaping.
A generational thing.
And it wasn't just her house that was cleaned up. Her whole family pitched in and cleaned up the neighborhood. They did landscaping. They helped out on crack. They helped out other neighbors in need.
Crack dealers with a conscience.
Yes, they bought shoes and clothes for children in the neighborhood and food baskets and things like that. The whole neighborhood loved her. Everyone in the neighborhood knew she was dealing crack. Everybody did.
It's like the mom.
They were all buying crack from her.
Nobody turned her in.
No.
They were buying crack from her.
12 years.
Yeah, it's like the mob 6 years ago.
She was doing the Colombian cartel thing where the cartel pays for the local school and keeps the church going and all that.
What's wrong with that?
She was dealing crack.
Everybody's got to do something.
They loved her so much and kept her secret so long that it enabled her to buy. Now, apparently she was not doing her own product because she able to turn that money into 10 other properties in New York.
See?
Do you know how much money it costs to buy stuff in New York City?
Yeah.
Well, she's going to lose it all now.
Yes. Actually, in the story, it says she is part of...
We got a RICO issue going on here.
She's working on a deal. Maybe she's going to turn a few people over or whatever, but she's going to lose...
You'll never hear of her again because she will be in the witness protection program.
Yes, she's gone. But actually, Mark said, it's like the mob thing. And that's exactly what the neighborhood said. Yeah. They said it was sad that she was gone because this was like the good old days in Prohibition when the mob kept order on the street.
That's right.
Yikes.
Nice.
I think that's bad.
I don't.
That's scary. She was bringing criminals
scary.
In.
No, she wasn't. She was keeping criminals out.
She was the criminal.
Well, there's that.
Well, yeah, brother. You know.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Okay. We're back.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back
to the same old place that you laughed about.
Okay, are we moving on?
The names have all changed.
Moving on up.
Been around.
To the east side.
East side. Oh, geez, to the deluxe apartment.
In the sky.
What does the fox say?
No. We can do the Jeffersons, but we're not doing any fox crap.
The Jeffersons, well, they weren't on Fox.
No. There was no Fox then.
Do you know why I did that?
Why'd you do that?
What did the Fox say?
Shut up.
You know what, Shelley?
What?
I'm really sorry that I did that to you. And I'm just working my 10th step right now and saying I apologize and I'm making the amends to you, and hopefully that works, because I've cleaned my side of the street.
We should do a show on that.
So much better now.
But you know what?
What?
This isn't like confessional where you get to confess all the stuff you did over the weekend and you get all clean for the coming week. No. It didn't work that way. Because you're going to do this again. Once the show's over, you're probably going to do it again. So are you just going to like sing that song and then apologize to me forever?
You don't know that.
Wow.
Yes,
she's,
I do.
She's going to hang on to this.
You don't know that. Yeah. Well, you know what? The good thing is, I'm only responsible for my side of the street. What happens with her side of the street's up to her.
You can't burn her side of the street down, though, while you're cleaning yours.
I'm not burning it down.
You will the next time you start singing that song, and trust me, it'll happen.
Only if I get song stick.
Topics
every Christmas,
step.
It Topics happens.
Topics the 10th step, Shelley, which is?
Oh. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we're wrong, promptly admit it.
Promptly. Like
promptly,
I just did.
With a quickness.
Like I just did. Can't get any more prompt than that.
Yes.
And what did
I know?
And what did that guy say?
Excuse me? What guy?
Mark.
See, now you're going to create
Mark, what is 10 step?
Yeah, what about it?
How'd you do it? Why'd you do it?
I do it every day.
How do you guys do it?
10 step's great. 10 step keeps me from having to work a 4 step very often.
Yes.
You know. It's. I sit at the end of the night. Every night before I go to bed, I work the 10th step. Sometimes I work it during the day when the time comes up. Because I just don't like hanging on to that stuff anymore. You know, I learned an interesting thing. Normal people.
When they do that anyway?
Normal people, when they do something wrong, they usually just apologize for it. Like right away when they realize they did something wrong, they just apologize. Okay. Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Right.
And
it's kind of foreign concept.
That's a learned thing for us.
Yeah.
Because I know the first thing I did when I realized I did something wrong was try to figure out how to make it the other person's fault.
Cover it up.
How to make it disappear.
That's it.
Pick up the rug and sweep it under the carpet.
That's it. Until pretty soon your rug looks like a motocross track.
How would you advise your sponsees to actually do it?
Take a look at your day. And honestly, there's that word. Take inventory. Take stock of your day and look and see what you did. Is there somebody you wronged? Is there a situation you did not handle as straightforwardly as you could have? And is there something you need to do to make it right? And if you do, go do it.
How about you, Shelley?
Yeah, my sponsor told me years ago, read page 86, do what it says. And she didn't tell me to stop doing that, so every night I sort of do now, the page 86 rundown.
Since you do the page 86 rundown every night for the past 6 years,
yeah.
What does it say?
Lots of good crap.
Lots of good crap?
That's what you have out of that? You've read it every day?
Upon retiring, we review our day. Where did we owe an amends? What could we have done better? Blah, blah, blah. It goes through this whole – I don't memorize it. And, in fact, I don't even open the book anymore. I just get in bed and say, okay, did I F anything up today? Yeah. Yeah. What did I F up today? Who do I owe an apology to? And the thing is, I can be in bed, and if it's a bad enough thing, I'll text somebody –
and wake him up.
No,
now you owe him another one the next day. This is an endless spiral.
But I can't go for too long. I get really uncomfortable. Like if I know I've said something. What was it the other day? Oh, I was talking to a friend. I was in a conversation online with a couple of my friends, and I said something, and like literally 30 seconds later, went, "Ooh, that could totally be construed the wrong way." Immediately apologized, and of course, Betty said, "Oh, I didn't even think about it that way." But
well, you
I
think
did.
About it like an alcoholic.
Right. But I did, and I apologized for it. And she was like, oh, well, okay, I didn't think about it that way, but thank you.
I think when I'm working with guys on that, I think we can all agree that when you do something that probably requires an amends, like not like the way Shelley just did where she realized it a few seconds later, but most times I know it right away. Like I'll do something, I'll be like, oh, hey. That wasn't good. Or sometimes if I do something on purpose, I'm doing something on purpose, like get someone, and I'm like, oh, God, I shouldn't have done that. Got to make the amends for that now. I try and do it faster, like what I did with Shelley. I feel so much better.
I'm glad.
I do.
Unfortunately, I now have that song stuck in my head.
What song?
I'm not even going to repeat it.
What,
but I would just like to say.
You've only heard the song one time.
And
in
I only know one
life.
Line from the song. How would you like to have one line of a song repeating over and over in your head?
It's a small world, after all.
I had a song a couple of weeks ago that was
yo
stuck
ho,
so
ho,
bad. I mean, literally,
life for me.
I had like 16 days of this song stuck in my head.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
I remember. Oh my
I tried
God.
Everything. I tried Tomorrow from Annie. I tried It's a Small World. I tried everything. I could not get that song out
if
of my head.
If Tomorrow from Annie can't get it out of your head. You're just stuck with it.
Yeah, forever.
You're talking about a frontal to bottom.
I can't even remember what the song was.
I can't either, and I don't want to know.
Or a bottle in front of me.
So anyway, back to the 10 step.
Back to the topic.
While we were gone.
Yeah. So now, let me ask you this. Do you believe that you can work a 10 step good enough to never have to write another 4 step?
Yes.
Maybe, because more will be revealed.
Because I'm just that good at it.
Well, I was going to bring that up.
Perhaps there was something, you know, you're going to take the humble trophy. Mark takes the humble trophy.
Mark's got the humble trophy.
You know, perhaps there was something years and years and years and years ago when you were doing your fourth that you buried deep enough that you forgot all about it. And then someday it comes to light and you're like, ooh, and you get that whiplash feeling.
I have a question about that.
What?
Something happened years ago and it comes to your mind. Can't you 10th step
you
it
can
right
tenth
then?
You can 10th step it right then.
Yeah, I've done that.
Well, there you go. So then you don't have to wait and write another inventory.
I guess you don't.
More will be revealed.
That's right.
So.
It's just a matter of stopping burying stuff.
I started to do a second inventory once because I thought that was what you're supposed to do. And my sponsor was like, okay, if you really want to, go ahead. And let me know when you're done. And I started doing it and then I got bored, so I gave it up.
Let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
Because this sort of drives me crazy. You get these guys that say, well, I take an inventory every year, and I'm thinking, does that mean you just never work the 10th step? I mean, it's like you got 20 years, you're taking your inventory every year. That means every year you're 100% not working one of the steps, or you wouldn't have an inventory to take.
Bruce, you know what I notice about those people?
Huh.
They're usually doing pretty well.
Yeah.
So you know what the thing is? If you like what you're getting,
keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you don't like what you're getting, do something different. So.
What?
Now.
What now?
Shelley?
Yes?
What would your final words on step 10 be?
Once again, brain cloud. I don't know. Go to Mark.
Mark.
Yes.
What would your final words on step 10 be?
I think we just used them.
You just used them?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Are we going to have another round of crappy final words? I've got one.
Go ahead.
I've got one.
Go ahead.
If you don't take out the trash in your house every day, it's going to start to smell. So you have to take out your emotional baggage every day. So that you don't start to stink.
Nice.
Oh. Yes, touchdown.
That was the touchdown Jesus right there. Did you see that?
Touchdown Jesus right outside of, what is it, Dayton? Ohio, Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
Final words.
If it's a choice between doing a 10-step every day or getting loaded every day, you choose.
My final words would be, if you keep up on your 10-step, you really never have to do another 4-step. Okay. Mark, who's our friend back east?
I'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. Read his fine publication online. What'd you put in that water?
You got it right out of the water bottle.
You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. Get the subscription prescription. And to send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce. He'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility.
Awesome.
Hey, Connor.
Shelley.
Yes. Oh.
People listen to the show.
I don't know why, but thank you for listening to the show. Any way that you listen to the show is all right by me. But if you could go to recovery101.net, that's our page, and click on one of the top shows and then click like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted. Thank you very much. That helps us with our numbers. If you are not, you will have the opportunity to become a member. It is free.
And fun.
And you can do all sorts of interesting things like follow us. That will get you automatic updates of when we post the shows.
Ooh, the Lemming Brigade.
So please
follow
do
Bruce.
That. Yes, follow. Follow, follow, follow.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Oh,
song
no.
stick. Song stick.
Oh, man.
What?
Really? Because the next thing in my head is if ever, or ever there was, there was.
See, we got the other song out of your head.
Because. What else can you do?
Wow, I can do a lot of things.
You can click like on old shows. You can leave topics and comments. If you leave topic suggestions.
Or a pterodactyl.
If you leave topic suggestions, please leave them on one of the top shows so that Bruce will see it readily. You can also, for all of your whoop whoop party needs, add us to your playlist.
Yay.
That will be a surefired winner.
I always wanted to email them and say, we're a talk show. How often do you think we get added to a playlist?
Well, I know Fran adds us to playlists.
Well, a lot of people do because we ask them to, but normally you wouldn't put a talk show on a playlist. I mean, a playlist is so that you can get a bunch of the same types of songs in a row. You know, yeah.
100 minutes straight of us going doot-doot-doot-doot.
It's the doot-doot shuffle.
185 minutes.
Yeah.
You ever seen on YouTube, you can actually find things like the peanut butter jelly song? The peanut butter jelly song... You can find one that it's the peanut butter jelly song for 10 hours. The same song. 10 hours long. If you're Facebook friendly, we have a Facebook Recovery 101 radio show page. It currently is around 3,500 likes. It's only been going a few weeks, so you can add us on there. We put some links to the show, and we put some really pretty cool graphics that we use up there. We had one that we put up recently that so far over 20,000 people have looked at. Yay! I've learned how to work social media, I think.
Yay.
All of a sudden.
Hey, that's great.
Hey, that's great. And if you want to be anonymous on Facebook but you still want to join a recovery group, we have the Recovery 101 group. That is a closed group. Stuff you post on there does not go on your your Facebook feed. We've got videos that you... Oh, wait.
What?
We have an email address.
Who are you?
At recovery101radio@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also join the crack advertising staff. That is not the staff selling crack. It is the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook.
and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly.
Ever.
Who's a lead out music by?
How about the Evangelicals? I like them.
Okay. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.